Public Works Director Heather Thomas with us, talking about there's going to be a closure on the north side of town on Highway 14.
Yes, good morning. So we are going to need to close down Highway 14 today. The area that's going to be impacted is going to be all the way from Main Street on the south end to Edgewood Street on the north end. That whole area will be, like, closed for through traffic. So if you are coming northbound and you get to Main Street, you will be required to turn, whether you're going left to the northwest side of town or right to the northeast side of town. Our signed detour route will be going east along Main Street, 18th Ave, Marion Street, 8th Ave, and Edgewood Street. So for those people who haven't seen the new streets up in that area, you'll get your opportunity today. As you're coming into town from the north, you will be required to turn at Edgewood Street. Now, that's a pretty big stretch that's closed down. We are going to have side street access for those people that live along Highway 14. So you'll, you know, come in on a 2nd Ave or a 4th Ave to get to the nearest side street to be able to maintain access. But we have a hard closure from about Swayze to Webster on Highway 14. We've got it opened and excavated in that area. Many people probably have seen over the last week we've had it closed down to just the outside lanes are open, trying to do our work in the middle of the road. And unfortunately, yesterday afternoon, we determined that that's just not going to be possible to finish what we're doing in that configuration. So we did need to do a full road closure.
I know this stretch of road has been talked about a lot as needing some updates. This is owned by the city, it's owned by the state because it's Highway 14, right?
That is correct. So the road surface is the responsibility of the state. The city does potholes and patching. We do that for the state on a periodic basis. We remove some snow and those kind of things. But the actual ownership and responsibility for some of the larger maintenance projects is the state of Iowa. We have been in contact with them. They are having discussions right now and are looking at a rehab project sometime in the 2026 to 2028 time frame. So we're looking forward to that, but unfortunately, the issue that we're having today and over the last week is a result of the city's sanitary sewer underneath the road. So this one's going to be on the city to pick up the tab on, and we're doing our best to get through it. But we appreciate everybody's patience working through this one.
So how long should we expect this road closure to take place? It's going to start at 7 a.m. this morning and go till when?
I'll know more once we get it opened up. We're hoping a week. Probably on the best case scenario side, we've attempted over the last week to make progress. And like I said, it's just there's more issues below the pavement that we're finding, and we need to open it up further than what we have it opened now. So we won't know until we get it opened up a little bit more, but we're hoping a week.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the time this morning, Heather, and letting us know about the road closure that's going to affect a lot of people coming in and out of town today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Zach.